The anniversary of August 3rd is coming up, and our friends at Chuco Relic are continuing with their community spirit. This year, they've created a limited edition El Paso Strong shirt with a portion of the proceeds going to El Pasoans fighting hunger. Here to tell us all about it is Ursula Avila from Chuco Relic. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, Marina.
You guys are always community forward, and you're always thinking of how you can help or how you can enhance the community. It's the second anniversary, I think, of August 3rd. Tell us what inspired you all to go ahead and put out the shirt.
Here at Chuco Relic, we're all about promoting our community, you know, through all the El Paso merchandise, through all the El Paso shirts. But it goes hand in hand, promoting it and supporting the community. So that's where we decided it would be fitting for the new shirt to be donating to El Pasoans fighting hunger. We thought about what we think makes El Paso strong, and it's helping each other. So that circle of kindness and giving, that's what we think is El Paso strong. So that's what we're hoping to send that message.
And you know what? You're absolutely right. Because I mean, really, like, everything you do instills this sense of El Paso pride. And this is just another notch up by adding that charitable angle. How do you guys come up with all the designs and all that? Because I know you're constantly and consistently putting out new prideful designs or shirts that people will, I guess, will resonate with El Pasoans.
Yeah, actually, right now we're doing at least one new shirt every month. Some months we're actually doing more than one, this month being one of them. We work with our in-house designers. The El Paso Strong shirt design was designed by Alex Arellano, one of our designers. I'm also one of the other designers in-house. And we also work with different local artists that actually come to us with ideas ready. So some of them, you know, we come up at Chuco Relic headquarters, if you can call it, and we decide what's next, what do we want to push for. And then some of them, the community itself comes to us and they're like, I have this idea. We're like, I love it. Let's do it. So it's kind of two ways.
And when you guys were coming up with this particular shirt design, I mean, you said you're a designer and Alex is actually the designer who made it. How do you all talk about the concepts or how do you cook them up?
You know, it's a lot of back and forth, a lot of creative people in the room. We all have different ideas. But it just meshes together so well, you know. And for El Paso Strong, for example, we wanted a new look. We wanted to represent not only Texas, but the Sun City. So that's where the sun comes out in our new design. And, you know, just a refresher as well because of the new donation. 15% of proceeds are going to that new nonprofit. So, you know, a new face to it.
That's awesome. So what else are you guys cooking up at Chuco Relic? Because you guys are always up to some sort of stuff. I always see action on social media and, you know, the different TikToks and the videos and all that. But at the end of the day, I mean, you guys are working.
Yes, we're actually dropping collections every season. So right now we're in the middle of our Summer of Love. So the first t-shirt in that collection was actually, we call it Love Transcends Borders. So that one was going to the nonprofit Borderland Rainbow Center. Some of our staff, you know, is even part of the LGBT community. So we love to represent not only the representation, but that donation is also part of it. And going back to the Summer of Love, you know, it starts with the really big one, Love Transcends Borders, really bold theme. The rest of them, we're doing them all 60s themed. So we did the trolley, you know, it's actually back in El Paso right now. They're doing the rides again. So we did the trolley in kind of like Mystery Machine style, like from Scooby-Doo.
Cool.
There's some new ones coming up soon too that we're really excited to see.
And Ursula, how do you decide, I want to do that one? Because I know sometimes like the shirt belongs to the designer, like, you know, a certain concept, like, okay, Ursula's going to do that one for sure. Alex is going to do that one for sure. How does that cook up in the back end with you guys?
You know what? It's a little bit us. It's also a little bit Chelsea. I got to give her credit. Chelsea, the owner of Chuco Relic, she really knows her designers. And she knows us. You know, we talk about the vision we have for the shirt, the one that's coming up. Actually, we're calling it Desert Child. And I'm doing that one just because I love detail. I love art so much. And Alex, I believe, is a little bit more like graphic design, and I'm a little bit more like detail art. So
Yeah.
we know when it comes to when we decide who does it, we know like this one is calling to Alex, this is calling to Ursula. So yeah, it's pretty fun. And sometimes we have, you know, done collaborations, but mostly we assign them.
So speaking of, and this might be putting you on the spot, but do you have like a favorite? Like, is there a favorite child of yours that's out in the universe that we've all seen?
I'm so excited for the one that's coming up. I can't wait for you to see it. But from the ones that are already in public view, I think I would have to say one of my favorites would be, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's called Migration is a Human Right. That one is actually another nonprofit shirt. For every collection, you know, five, six shirts, we try to have at least one that is a nonprofit. So that one's actually going to Las Americas Immigration Advocacy Center.
That's awesome.
15% of proceeds is going back to them. And I just, you know, I feel like it's a message that it's, again, very bold out there. We say it, you know, I think of it like se tenía que decir y se dijo.
It's true, especially where we live. I mean, because we're here. I think, you know, a lot of folks are talking about us, but they don't know the reality of it and being here. So, yeah, sometimes you do have to say it.
The design for that one is a heart with the words "migration is a human right" and some mariposas, butterflies. Sometimes I forget. Some butterflies coming out of it. Of course, the butterflies represent migration, and the heart, you know, it's a topic that sometimes gets so caught up in politics we forget. Or, you know, I think people sometimes forget these are people in our border. These are your grandma that came here when she was little. Or there's so much heart in this topic, even in my own family, my friend's family. You know, we all know someone that is descended from immigrants.
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorites.
That's fantastic. I know I asked you what else you guys had going on, but back to the Chuco Relic and the community spirit. So, how do you all pick? Do you pick the design first and then the nonprofit? Or if there's somebody out there in a nonprofit that's listening, you know, how does the process work together? Because I don't know that it's super formal. I mean, I think it's you guys probably in the back end. How does that work?
We're actually learning that.
Yeah.
Some of the shirts, the design came first. For example, Love Transcends Borders. We knew we wanted to support an LGBT organization off the bat just because of what the shirt was. And then we decided to look for the one that we thought would make the most impact here in El Paso. So that's how we chose that particular nonprofit here in El Paso. In the future, we're actually going to do a nonprofit kind of like March Madness bracket. So we're going to have nonprofits submit so we can have the public choose who we donate to next. Just because, you know, we're doing things that we are Chuco Relic, we're interested in migration, LGBT rights, hunger, you know, but we want the public to choose the next one. So we're going to be doing that, I believe, somewhere in December. Keep an eye out. We'll definitely be putting in more details, but any nonprofit is welcome to email us, give us a little info about their nonprofit, their logo, and then from there we'll have the public decide. And obviously it doesn't mean one nonprofit is better than another. We're always, you know, even if one doesn't win it, in the future we might work with them.
Yeah, it's something you could put in your back pocket, right? And then you know like what the public wants too. That's kind of fun too. Okay, well, tell us again about the El Paso Strong shirt. Can we already buy it now?
It's actually still as a pre-order, so you can buy it online. It's going to be in stores later this week, but it's already on our website, chucorelic.com. It's on the main page. You'll see it right away. So, yeah, we're pretty excited. That one's going to probably be in stores for a long time. We've been waiting for that design for a while. You know, we wanted to make it right, so we didn't want to rush it. So, but it's finally out.
Thank you so much. Today, my guest has been Ursula Avila, and we've been talking about all the great shirts and all the great pride-instilling work that Chuco Relic does. Currently, they have their El Paso Strong shirt out for sale, of which proceeds will benefit El Pasoans fighting hunger. Ursula, thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having me.